Okay, Haz is here, so I can start, I think. I'm going to speak about compatibility of new Latin model math font. The main question is backward compatibility of model Latin font sensible? As you heard in the previous presentation, we are preparing new version of Knut's computer model font. And of course we want to achieve compatibility of our font with the original ones. For at least you want to the width of characters, the metric of font to be the same. It looks easy. You just set the metric to the same values and it's done. But as you may expect, because if it was so easy, I have no talk, it's rather hard because of some strange decision by Donald Knuth. This is not bugs, of course, but some strange decision. Let's see. Features, yes, a feature. He assumes that some operators have the same width. For example, multiply has the same width as plus and the same length of arms, so which makes the side bearings of multiply hard much wider, and it even in plain text is visible that there are bigger spaces. The second strange decision, these are just examples, there are many such features, but I show a few. The operator for all, universal operator, has no side bearings at all. Maybe this kind of operator is that done
Johannes,
in this way.
What do you think about it? Missing side bearings?
But exist operator have normal side bearings. So this is some...
You would also consider this
strange.
Shouldn't that kind of spacing at the size handled by the mass spacing, sir?
Yes, of course this is mainly work of mass spacing, but for mass spacing working you have to the same class of operator, the same kind of operator to have the same side bearings. And I think that it should be something like that, small, uniform side bearings, and then the rest of mass spacing should be done by some parameters and the engine.
Do you still need side bearings? I would say you can have tight bounding box and then use only mass spacing.
It's the other solution.
I think you do need side bearings. At least you do need some bounding, same bounding box for similar characters. Mm-hmm. And some of those do have side bearings, and some might fill the bounding box.
What is the reason?
Nie zaczęliśmy bo 15 minut
później.
Get aligned.
Wszyscy się pętali.
But it could be some reason for that difference between exist and for all. Because for all, usually, for small letters, which are the most used for that, you have a space, big space, optical. But
yes.
Exist has a straight line, so there is no optical space there.
Yes.
Maybe this is the reason, I don't know.
Yes, but as you can see in the sources, there are some, for some operators like that, there is a some overshoot taken in count, and this is a little less than in other operators, but there is just zero.
But there is a difference because you don't use in the same situation.
Yes,
like
of course.
This.
Yes.
But then you have kerning.
Oh, kerning in mathematics is not so.
The next hull without side bearings is star.
All of a sudden.
Asterisk has side bearings, prime has side bearings. I have a grip that. Are similar to star, have side bearings, and star doesn't.
Maybe because it's used for football?
No.
No, it's mathematical. In the footnote is used asterisk, I think.
Yes.
Asterisk. Mm. The other part. Next, I set it even a bug. The floor character has of course small has small width, bigger has is wider, the big is wider, and the element from which is even bigger construct is
shorter.
Is shorter
this is,
and
this
narrower.
Is not very much visible, but it is shorter. Suddenly it doesn't grow monotonically, but it grows and then
shrinks. We know why is that way. It is because the limit of number of characters and
Knuth
some characters to construct the other.
Yeah, for example, this part for assembling characters is the same for brackets, square brackets, and for the floor. And brackets are shorter a bit.
And you can see another strange thing, that small floor has the rounded end, and the bigger has cut.
Probably, but should we follow this? Should we maintain them?
Did you communicate this with Don? Because it
should
be
a maybe.
Maybe you get a check for it.
Next check. Maybe we should.
Maybe we should.
Well, if you don't have a check yet, no.
Yeah.
We have. The next class of problems is not by Knuth, but by Unicode. The definition of Unicode said that they have number for every character.
Whatever it means.
Whatever it means. It doesn't work, of course. Let's take this character from CME, symbol triangle left and triangle right, from canonical Knuth font. In Unicode, we have right pointing triangle, right pointing small triangle, and right pointing pointer. Of course, there are also black and left. But there are three class.
And which one should be?
And which one? No of them. This is very big. It's rather like
of copyright size.
Copyright or big operator size. This is rather like bullet. This is horizontal.
Not equilateral.
Not equilateral. And there is no place in Unicode for such
Knuthian
character. we can just do as private use area. Use for it. The second Unicode.
Do you, of course, do you have such triangles in your...
In private area.
Some of them are in the private area. It's just not possible to map text and to Unicode in all cases.
The strength is that if you take account of squares, there are something like medium square in Unicode. So if Knut draw a square, not triangle, it will be placed in the Unicode for the medium square. The next thing is Knut's small integral. I don't know if anybody use it, but it is in.
I remember the
computer modern set, and it is described in their book. Maybe somebody use it, but in Unicode there is no place for such thing. There are integral, big integral, and no place for small integral.
Text integral and display style integral.
Yes. Maybe we are thinking about using the...
No,
it's an answer. Maybe just private.
Unicode points from the description of integral to this letter. That is somehow related, but it's apparently rubbish.
Well, it might be related because it stems from the same origin or something like that. That it's not an integral, the f not is not an integral, and the integral is not an f.
Yes.
So the
integral
way to do would be private use area or to have it as a
variant.
Like integral dot small text or something like that.
Integral derives from some, of course, from the letter S.
Yeah.
The old style.
From the long long S and
yeah, long S. Yeah. But this is so long in the past, so...
Yeah. Go put it on the edge. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't do it. The next Unicode trap is such. It's from ARM's font. And in Unicode you have a white choice. It has this character without negation, with negation, with equal. Is equal with line nearly the arc of this character. There are precedes above single line. It's like this without negation, but even this precedes above single line, not equal, but this is not only single line.
Cross
it. But such character is...
Is not there. A ty masz ten przekreślony tam? Nie, nie masz tego z łukami.
No in slides. Next character. We don't know where to put it. Where to
we didn't
push it.
We replaced it with this curly.
So full compatible. Full compatibility with CM fonts are now looks very far along. The last problem and the final problem is that in OTF we have no such precision as Knut required. In TFM we have 32-bit numbers with 12 bits on the left side and 20 on the right side, so it gives precision about 10 to minus 5 power. And in OTF fonts we have just integral numbers, so we have more or less precision. So exact width is in any way impossible. In PFB fonts we have possibility of some dividing, but in not integral width, but in OTF fonts we don't have such possibility. We have most we have do is using true type version of OTF with multiply precision by 2. It doesn't change anything.
If you really want this precision, then you can create a GPOS entry that corrects the weight value.
GPOS can be floating point for width.
I think that can be floating point, so then you could correct a little bit. But that's also quite tedious.
Yes. The solution, of course, will be adding another table for to what you have found with tech metrics. And
but who would understand this?
Loatech, of course.
Okay, there is one. If you use the because I borrowed this code from Comfort, and Comfort has had this support for a tech related table in it.
Yes.
Already since 10 years ago, I think. And Loatech is reading this stuff to a Comfort list. So if you have this tech related metric table, it will read it and use it immediately.
But it can, this tech related to metrics are up to 255 characters, I think. That it is this length is.
Okay, yes. Needs checking.
Maybe we should check it and adding such exact information for most popular characters would be good idea for letters for the operators such. Simply math will be set in the same way. Maybe it is a possibility. But we just became to the result that achieving exact compatibility looks impossible. So we just aborted it. And it has a consequence that we decide to alter some Knut decisions. We decided to add sidebinds in this universal file. But for now, we don't change the sidebinds of times and star. Maybe we should. The star is I think that's the same problem with what is the prime. The main character of star isn't used de facto. They are only used in index in superscript. So maybe it just should be make some kind of accent, put it higher and smaller. And if we change some Knut decision, we also change some other things. We rounded all the ends of floor, say, and bracket character, so they all look in the same way. We changed one more thing that I don't know why Knut do it in that way. The plus operator is laid on Mach axis. The minus plus operator are raised so it doesn't have the depth. It lays on baseline. It may be sensible. But why plus minus operator is lowered, I don't know. Why Knut do that? It looks like a bug, I think. That is just symmetry works here, and it have no visual sense, I think. Do anybody see the sense in such shifting?
I guess it's some idea of center of mass or center of blackness. You have that in the middle symbol. You have this lower bar, mm-hmm. which gives an additional blackness, and so you shift it up a little bit that the center of your blacker thing gets to the symbol line again, and the same for the other. Since you put some additional weight, it goes down a little bit for optical grayness. But just my impression of these things.
Sure.
Because if you've got an axis where all the mass stuff is assembled,
it should all be
aligned on the same axis.
Yeah, that's true, Rick. But which point of your symbol do you align? It's some center point.
Mm-hmm.
Either it's the symmetry for the plus. The symmetry is the center of mass thing. But if you put something additional, it's getting, you just redefine the point which should get on the axis, and it's not
but
always just...
When you said that the formula with plus, minus, and some fraction, it looks very strange.
Yeah, really.
I think the plus, minus is really positioned oddly. It's just positioned on the baseline. And the minus plus is just rotated.
Just, yes. It looks that way. So maybe back, but don't say to Knut. We just take it in our way. The next thing we added in such incompatibilitation of same force, we decide to add more sizes of brain races. This year the Knutan set of sizes, and we fill it in some way. Now we have the 7 week of, and of course the extensible character are 2, so you can get higher braces. As Jacko said, after discussion here, we decide also to make all the arrows extensible. Arrow will have long version and extensible version, so it's the next incompatibility, but rather extension. The next thing we...
Anyway, horizontal braces are incompatible with knots. Yeah. There was not horizontal braces, actually.
It's only by macros done. Yeah. And our braces looks like this done by macro, but are characters. The next the problem we have many thoughts, and we weren't sure how to do it, is the script style feature and the
a lot of
Knutian set of characters. Fonts have 7-point and 5-point version, and the differences between them was sometimes very small. So we decide to remove 7th and 4th and 5th point version of symbols of operators and such thing. We preserve only the base alphabet, such as Roman alphabet, Italic, Greek, sans serif, and so on. The symbol was such low changes, such small changes that we decided that adding it is not worked. It may look like some revolution, but in fact, we made an effort to keep the width of Knutan glyphs. Most of text glyph and the lion part of symbol have just width copied from Knut's source.
But rounded.
Maybe we can
replace them by exact form.
Exact, but not in the main metric, only in some
additional table.
It's a good idea to preserve this data.
Maybe
somebody, Hans, will use it. So, as we tested it, most of math should typeset very similar to the originals, and the changes are very small. And as always, there are still many questions. We will talk just after my talk on the meeting. Should we change side bank of times, of multiplicar? Should we preserve Knut's size of parentheses or use our? And the next question we are talking about is the scope of repertoire. It's a very big pojemne pytanie.
Capacious
question. We can use just old Knut sense that it's rather, it has no sense. Enhance it by MS LaTeX set, new math set. It's what is done and it's sensible. We also added some characters that we have in our Terjari math font, Termes and Pagella. Even they are not in LM or AMS fonts. So for now is a combination of these three sets. and we not sure about extending it by some Unicode complement. It's rather easy and in this way is tempting, because with few keystrokes we can add about 200 characters, but do anybody use them? We can add them, but for what? And for now, this is the end, but really, is end is far away, something far, but the way is, we know what to do. for now. Thank you. Some questions?
Again, nothing.
You are convinced.
Silence. Okay, Jacko, maybe you will.
No.
Why? Okay, some questions?
I have some notice plus minus sign because I'm not quite sure about it. In some fonts, it's not combined into one
yes.
character, it's a little bit
yes.
separate.
In Knut join it and we...
In fact, I was a little bit surprised by that you showed us, because I never noticed this feature, because it's rarely used. It's usually used only with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you take some... I never come to the situation to have the plus, minus, and
minus
rule
plus.
Of the fraction,
yeah, okay.
Probably.
Yes.
Because it would be noticeable, I think.
I saw such examples where it's two solution of such of
yeah,
some
yeah.
equation and they're total that in line, in one line. In Terjar and in Pagella and Times, the character is separated, of course. That this way, on, only for Knut fonts we have to join. Okay.
Okay, so thank you very much, Piotr.
Thank you.
Today we are a little bit ahead of...